The declaration means Ashland, Crawford, Grant, Iowa, Richland, St. Croix, and Vernon counties qualify for additional help from various state agencies, including the Wisconsin DNR and the Department of Health Services. It also activates the Wisconsin National Guard to help with flood cleanup. Walker took a helicopter ride over the affected areas, including Boscobel, the hardest-hit community in southwest Wisconsin. Hundreds of homes were damaged when more than a foot of rain saturated the city over the weekend. Standing in front of the Boscobel Fire Department, Walker said cleanup will take a while.
It's not going to all happen in the next day or two. You've got the volunteers with the fire service and others who stepped up and helped people immediately. You still see people helping out. We appreciate that. But we're in for the long haul to work with the city, the county, and the region.
Judy Bender hopes the state can help her out. Her rental house is uninsured and a near loss.
We came in Saturday morning after the first flood on Friday night, tore out all the carpeting, and put things up on the that we could. And then Sunday morning came in, and it was flooded again with an inch or two of mud all over again.
Walker says workers will try to help get the homes livable again. The governor says Boscobel isn't in a floodplain. He hopes the state can figure out why the city sustained so much damage. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.